This is an edited recording of the Sunday worship service from Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls, Wisconsin, for September 6, 2020.
Welcome to the Sunday morning worship service here at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Well, it's official. Pastor Dale Heinlein is now retired, and I wish him the best and God's richest blessings as he pursues new ways to worship and serve his Lord and Savior. I'm Pastor Bob File, retired Lutheran missionary, and I will be filling in here until a new pastor will be called. This morning, we're observing the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. We will be following the order of worship in Divine Service 3 on page 184 in the Lutheran Service Book. The theme is, which way to heaven? We aren't offering the Lord's Supper today, but we will have drive-by communion next Sunday. Our opening hymn is number 651, I Love Your Kingdom, Lord.
I love your kingdom, Lord. continue with the service on page 184. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart, and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for this sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you, and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us, and has given His only Son to die for us, and for His sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on His name, He gives power to become the children of God, and has promised them His Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Our introit for this morning is from Psalm 105 and 1 Peter 2. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Glory in His holy name. Seek the Lord and His strength. Remember the wondrous works that He has done. He remembers His covenant forever. Glory be to the Father and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation. Glory be to God on high.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you reign among us by the preaching of your cross. Forgive your people their offenses, that we, being governed by your bountiful goodness, may enter at last into your eternal paradise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Our Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, beginning at verse 18. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape I will send to the nations, to Tarshish and Pul and Lud, who draw the bow, and Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands afar off, who have not heard my fame nor seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Then they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to the Lord out of all nations, on horses and in chariots and in litters, on mules and on camels, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. And I will also take some of them for priests and Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, our Savior, Christ Jesus has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Alleluia.
Sing the hymn number 611.
Our epistle lesson is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning at verse 18. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them any more, for they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We sing the Alleluia and verse on page 190. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. And Jesus went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us, and he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to thee, O Christ. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed on page 192.
I believe in God the Father Almighty.
The hymn of the day is number 748, I'm But a Stranger Here. Thank you. unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be the glory and dominion forever. Amen. Heaven. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Heinlein preached a beautiful sermon about heaven. What a beautiful place! No death, no pain, no sorrow, glorified bodies, with the Lord forever. Certainly, our main goal in this life would be to get there. It's interesting that God himself even wants us to get there. St. Paul wrote to Timothy, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." So, we want to get there. God wants us to get there. But how? This question comes up in our gospel reading from Luke 13. Beginning at verse 22, we read, "And Jesus went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, 'Lord, are there few who are saved?' And he said to them, 'Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.'" The question was, are there few who are saved? What that person really wanted to know was, how do I get there? Jesus understood this, and he answered with two ways. One works, and the other doesn't. He said to enter through the narrow gate. Not a narrow gate, but the narrow gate. There is only one way that works. The other way, for many, is to seek to enter, but will not be able. In Proverbs 14, we are told, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." A way that seems right. Human reasoning sees that anything that we want has to be worked for. It has to be earned. If you want a raise, work hard to please the boss. If you want something from mom and dad, be good little boys and girls. Obviously, this must be true with God, too. Be good. Keep his laws. Do good works. That's the way to be saved, right? Wrong. That is the way which leads to death, eternal death. And yet, many people still try. They think, oh yes, I can be good enough. But really, how good does a person have to be? In Matthew 5, Jesus said, "Be all of you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Perfect? Just like our Heavenly Father? Well, how good is perfect? St. James tells us, "Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." It's like a chain, an indestructible chain of 10,000 links that crosses the Grand Canyon. You can jump on it. You can run on it. But if you remove just one link, well, it's a long way down, all the way down to the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. St. Paul makes it very clear in his letter to the Romans when he says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But yet, some people still try anyway. St. Paul talks to these people who want to be saved by keeping God's laws,
He writes in Galatians chapter 3, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." A curse. What is a curse? Well, a curse is striving for a goal by trying to do something that's impossible. It's like giving a Rubik's Cube to a blind man. You can try and try and try, but never reach the goal. Paul goes on, "But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. For the just shall live by faith, yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them." Well, we might look good and perfect in the eyes of men, like those Pharisees back in Jesus' time, but not in the eyes of God. In Romans 3, Paul says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin." The law is like a mirror. We look into that mirror and we see a sinner. But the good news is, in Galatians 3, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." You see, Jesus did keep the law perfectly. And then he paid the penalty for our breaking the law by suffering and dying on that tree, which was the cross. This is all gospel now. Back to our epistle reading from Hebrews. Remember, it says, we are not coming to Mount Sinai. But he goes on to say, "You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant." Not Mount Sinai and the curse of the law. No. We have come to Mount Zion. We have come to Jesus and the church. Remember that Jesus said that we must be perfect? Well, here we learn that we have been made perfect. Jesus has made us perfect in the eyes of God. Remember what St. Paul wrote to Timothy. "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Well, he goes on to say, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Yes, there is one God, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And there is one mediator, the man, Jesus Christ. But isn't he God? Yes, but it was as true man that he took our place, suffering and dying on the cross. To be saved means to know the truth, to know Jesus, who said in John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Jesus is the truth. He is the only way to heaven. This is the good news. This is the gospel. As it says in Romans 5, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. It is only through Jesus that we can get to heaven. He is the narrow gate. He is the only way to the Father. As it says in Acts 4, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. I pray that each one of us would be able to answer Jesus in the way that St. John did in the last verse in our Bible. He which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with the offertory on the bottom of page 192. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, you have promised that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst of them. Hear the prayers of your people and grant our supplications. O Lord, grant to your people courage, that with boldness we may speak your name in witness and warn sinners, so that they may come to faith and repentance, and so enjoy the forgiveness of their sins. Give your church wisdom and strength by your Spirit, that she may be steadfast and unmovable in your word and truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, be present among your people to serve us with the gifts of your grace, and grant that we may receive them with joy. Give to us faithful pastors and church workers who will minister to us in your name and strengthen our faith and life together as your baptized people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, give to us good and honest leaders who will govern according to your word and will. Give us grace that we may not fall to pray for those, fail to pray for those who lead us, and to act as good citizens and good neighbors to one another. Give peace to the nations and bring an end to violence, prejudice, and racism. Guide us to know and respect all life, from the infant in the womb to the youth beginning maturity, and from the mature to the aged. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you send rain upon the earth and turn the seeds into plants rich with fruit for harvest. Accept our thanks and praise for your continued goodness in providing a good harvest and food for all. Give us wisdom so that we may use your resources wisely and extend your care to those in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you urge us to give special care and guidance to the young and those new to the faith. Give us grace that we may not lead them into temptation or sin, but guard their faith by making known to them the full counsel of your word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you are the strength of the weak, the healing of the sick, the comfort of those who grieve, and the peace of those near death. Hear us on behalf of Sarah, Callie, Linda, Beth, and Frankie, that they may be sustained in their afflictions, comforted in life and death, and delivered to everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you have given the day for work and the night for rest. Bless all honest labor and industry, artists and artisans, and those in caring professions. Keep us in humility and guard us against pride and arrogance. Give to us a spirit of generosity that we may share with others the blessings that flow from our labors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, deliver us from pandemic and pestilence, from disaster and danger, and from a sudden death, that, kept in faith, we may be preserved through this mortal life and in death be received into the arms of your mercy and into the blessed rest of everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us, O Lord, who cry to you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, whom with the Spirit you are one God and one Lord, now and forevermore. Amen. We pray the Lord's Prayer together.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Yeah.
O Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us without all doubt to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that following his steps we may steadfastly walk in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Our closing hymn is hymn number 575, My Hope Is Built on Nothing Less.
At Peace Lutheran Church, we consider it a blessing to share this worship service with you. We invite you to worship with us at our regular services at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. If you would like to support Peace Lutheran Ministry, please go to our website by searching for Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Just click on the bottom of the page on Donate. Thank you.